Well, hello everyone. I posted a short thing on Facebook New Year's Day, and it said, I just said something like, yep, just like I thought. The new year started out the same way the old year ended, in Christ. Because that's the great reality. That's the truth about who you are, and the truth about every situation you find yourself in, is that you're first and foremost in Christ. I love the way Paul would address some of the letters or the churches that he would write to, like in Colossae. He would speak to them as the saints of God who are in Christ at Colossae. Interesting that Paul saw them first as in Christ. And they happened to be at Colossae. But the great reality about them is who is their identity, what's truth about them is they're in Christ. But they happen to be in that location. Man, if we could learn to think that way, our mind could be renewed to think in terms of, like Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he starts off by referring to himself as a man in Christ. That's my identity. That's my reality. That's the truth about who I am. It's the truth about every situation I find myself in. In John, remind you again of something we've talked about. This is from John chapter 14. Jesus said, because he had told them he was going to be leaving them, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. He didn't just go to purchase a place for them. He went to prepare a place for them. If you prepare a place for someone, if I were to say, well, let me go prepare this room for you, it means that I'm going to make sure the room's all ready for you, that everything's set. Everything that you need is going to be there when you get there. I'm not just providing a room for you. Jesus didn't just go to provide a room for us. He says a dwelling place. He went to prepare one that's fully fit, one that's fitted out, one that's got everything necessary that you're going to need. So he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you to myself. Because the place he went to prepare for us was him. The place that he went to prepare for us is himself, is Jesus. He's that place. And so in Christ, we're in Christ. He said he goes to prepare a place for us, and he says, and I will come to you and receive you to myself. That's so powerful. And so I live every day of my life, and in every situation and circumstance in my life, having been received by Christ to himself. You know, we're not walking side by side. We're not walking hand in hand. You know, it's not Jesus helping me. It's Jesus living in me, me living in Jesus. And we're facing situations as one. I think I posted something today. It's not like that Jesus and I are facing life together. As in him helping me face life together. No, I'm facing life in Christ as one. And so he's gone to prepare this place. This place is Jesus himself. And of course, in him is everything I'll ever need, everything I could ever desire. It's in him. And this is what Christianity is all about. And so whatever situation I find myself in, whatever circumstance, whatever moment, first, I remember that I'm in Christ. That's who I am. That's where I abide. That's my dwelling place. That's my reality. And because I am in Christ, Christ is there in that situation or circumstance that I find myself in. And he's there and he's living in me. I'm abiding in him, and therefore he's living in me. And therefore, if I'm there, he's there. If he's there, I'm there. And he's sufficient for whatever I'm facing. He's the truth about who I am. He's the truth about every situation and circumstance I find myself in. Let me give you a scripture this is, I was going to talk to you today about Epiphany, because today is the Feast of the Epiphany. But just before we started, the Lord really put this on my heart. Some of you needed to hear this. This is, there's a place in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, one of my favorite verses. Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient for you." That's powerful. Doesn't say my grace could be sufficient for you. My grace might be sufficient for you. My grace should be sufficient for you. He said, didn't say my grace will be. He says, my grace is. His grace is an is thing. It's right now. It's happening right now. And what is his grace? What is the grace of God? It's Christ and all that Jesus is. It's the free gift of God's love for me because I'm in Christ. And he loves me as much as he loves Jesus. I have Jesus' intimacy with the Father and the Spirit. And so I participate in his love for Jesus is his love for me. But also in Christ is everything I'll ever need. I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Every spiritual blessing. And so when we talk about the fact that his grace is sufficient for me, and grace is Jesus, it's the free gift of Jesus and all that he is. Boy, that is a prepared place to face anything in life. Let me read the scripture. It's really familiar. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it starts off with, "And God is able." But I'm going to read it to you grammatically the way it's really actually written in the Greek language. "And the God of limitless ability has made," that's past tense, "and the God of limitless ability has made all grace to abound to you." Because grace is Jesus. It's the free gift of Jesus and all that Jesus is and all that Jesus has. And so because you're in Christ, he's received you to himself. Jesus is your place. He's your safe place. He's your dwelling place. He's where you live. Your identity is that you're in him. And the reality about every situation that you're in is Jesus. He's the truth about that thing, because he's the truth. He's the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Again, "And the God of limitless ability has made all grace, not some grace, not some grace for some things. But there are some things that you're dealing with that are harder, that seem to be more difficult, and there's no grace for that. No. "And the God of limitless ability has made all grace to abound to you." It's not that you're, it's not about you squeaking by. You know, it's not about you surviving the day. I mean, how many of us live that way? We kind of just, the days are really difficult, and we're just trying to make it one more day, and we fall into bed at night, made it one more day. That's not Christianity. That's not abounding in grace. That's not the place that Jesus has prepared for you in him. The place in him is life and life more abundant. "And the God of limitless ability has abounded all grace, has made all grace to abound to you." The God of limitless ability has made all grace to abound to you, "that you always having," not hoping for, but his grace is. You got it. If something is, you got it. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to ask for it. "And the God of limitless ability has abounded all grace to you, that you always having all sufficiency." Wow. The language Paul uses is that you always having all sufficiency. What sufficiency? The sufficiency of Jesus for free. "That you always having all sufficiency in everything." You always have the all sufficiency of Jesus in doing marriage. You always have the all sufficiency of Jesus in doing job. You always have the all sufficiency of Jesus in being a father, being a mother, being a husband, being a wife, being an employee, being a neighbor, being whatever it is you do in your vocation, being a teacher, you know, being a banker, being a lawyer, being in full-time ministry, whatever it is, always having all sufficiency in everything. That's a prepared place. He went to prepare a place for you. and he's that place. And man, is it a prepared place. Always having all sufficiency for all things. He's abounded all grace to you. Abounded. Abounding means there's so much more than when you really need. There's always extra. Like the 12 baskets full. After the feeding of the 5,000, there were 12 baskets full. They fed 5,000, really probably 15, 20,000. And then there were 12 baskets full left over. You're not just squeaking by, getting by. You know, you're not living on your last nerve. There's abundant leftover. There's always leftover. You're not burning out. Jesus doesn't burn out. And the God of limitless ability has abounded all grace to you, that you always having all sufficiency in everything may abound, may have an abundance for every good work. Whatever that good work might be. Doing a broadcast like this. I just did a communion service doing that. Talking to friends on the telephone. Counseling somebody one-on-one. Again, working wherever it is your work, what your vocation is. Being a mom at home or dad at home. Whatever. Always abounding. God of limitless ability has abounded all grace to you, that you always having all sufficiency in everything may abound to every good work. Wow. That is a prepared place. That's who Jesus is. See, that's the truth about who Jesus is in you. His grace is sufficient. And then that verse just spells out what that looks like. It's sufficient for everything all the time. Not just sufficient, but over an abundance of. It's not about surviving. It's about thriving in Christ. That's the new creation. God has prepared a place for you. And that place is Jesus. He said, I will come to you and receive you to myself, that where I am, you are also. Wherever you are, in whatever situation you're in, he is there also, living in you. And he, for free, is everything all you need. All the favor that he walks in is yours. All the anointing, all the blessing, all the ability is yours. So that Jesus now is the truth about that situation. Well, are you in a marriage that's really struggling? And you're saying, I don't know if I can take this anymore. That's the truth about your flesh. But the truth about Jesus is his grace is sufficient. His ability as a free gift is more than sufficient. Jesus never does the I can't. He never does the I can't take it anymore. He doesn't do that. And you don't have to. He's the truth about you. He's the truth about the situation that you're in. Because you live by the grace of his presence, his ability to face all things. When you know that, that truth will set you free. Amen. Nothing more gloriously free than to walk into any situation and not feel intimidated or overwhelmed, because the truth about that situation is Jesus. Nothing about that circumstance or that person or that relationship changes the truth about who he is, and therefore you can go into that thing joyfully, knowing, anticipating, thanking him that his grace is more than abundantly sufficient. Okay, well, again, good to be with you. I look forward to being with you tomorrow, and I trust that you'll spend the rest of this day abiding in Christ. If you're a Christian, you are in Christ. That's what makes you a Christian. You've been grafted into his life. But every Christian doesn't abide in Christ. Do that. Abide in Christ. Simply rest in him, celebrating joyfully his sufficiency for all things as a free gift. Okay?